Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
We're back, episode 45, Just Think. I like that awful song, Just Breathe, or Breathe, I think it's called.
It's pretty bad.
Back to my DJ days. No, we're talking about, it sounds stupid, but how to come up with ideas. So I am not like an innately creative person. Like once in a while I get on a roll, but for the most part, you know, I have to have some sort of inspiration or nothing comes out. I could just sit around all day and do nothing. So this is somewhat related to our last episode where we were talking about in-person versus virtual and the difference in how that may affect sales. But now we're talking about it from the angle of how your environment impacts your thinking. And this is one of the big reasons why I think seminars and presentations and everything are much more powerful in person. So first one that pops into mind is one I actually haven't been to, but I'm well aware of, which is the Tony Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the firewalk and everything yep. else. I'm just trying to think how you do like a Zoom firewalk.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Burnt down 500 houses.
He's adapted. He does a lot of virtual trainings now. I mean, I've been on one of them in the last year or so just to see what it was like. But
he's got the giant video wall.
Giant video wall that, stuff, right? that he and like six other people use, and all each one of them, it's like, this is my studio. Yeah. No, this is like one of your studios, and you're all using it, but. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder, other than his signature event, I don't even know if he does the fire walk anymore. Because you're right. I mean, you can't do that over a TV monitor.
It could. You'd have a lot of lawsuits probably after you burn it down.
Yeah. That's
but, true. You know, I travel a lot and go to a lot of group events, whether they're, I mean, they're all somewhat marketing related. They're all business owners for sure. But it's to get out of the damn office. So this is funny because last time we were talking about going in the office. Now I'm talking about getting out of the damn office to be able to, you know, free up the mind and think different.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my best thinking places is on airplanes.
Yeah, I see. Somewhat. Yeah, I think. I think better in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Like when I get there and I'm on like day two is usually like a good day for me to like go to the pool afterwards or hit the hotel and. Then I'm like, oh yeah, where's my notebook or whatever.
I never leave the leisure time and I should. So if I added like an extra day behind a meeting or something, then I would be settled in.
I always find time to like hit the pool. Like when I'm in Vegas for a convention, I'm like, it always annoys me that the pools are always closed by like 7 o'clock at night because nobody in the world really goes to Vegas to swim. But I'm like, why isn't your pool open? I want to go relax.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the clubs drinking at that point.
I just bring the beer out to the pool if I could.
But so as a business owner, I think this is incredibly important, but I also try and break the staff out of their routines, probably to a point that annoys some people. So I'm always shuffling things around, you know, decorating to an extent, but yeah, moving furniture, shuffling where desks are at. You know, we have four Segway scooters and you know, we take those, not too much lately, but we really should more. We'll take them out and we're like a, maybe a mile, half mile from the Mississippi River where my office is at, and we'll ride the scooters down. We got a bike path along the river. There's been a lot of meetings that have taken place with leadership at a picnic table overlooking the river. You know, it's pretty much take what you can carry, you know, cell phone mm-hmm. and maybe something to ride on, and yeah, get out of the office and think. There's been good positive meetings and negative meetings both happen there. So.
Yeah, so out of the office doesn't have to be fly to Cleveland or Chicago or wherever. I mean, it can be, you're right, down to the river.
I mean, it could be rent a hotel room locally if that's somewhere that, you know, you can think well in. But, yeah, we get out a lot. You know, we have the Master DJ. I just about said Master DJ.
You did.
Because we used to. I was going to say did. We had the Profit 911 Skydive. We used to have the Master DJ Skydive, by the way.
Is that where that started?
Yeah, we did that 2 or 3 years in a row. So bringing it back. All that's old is new again. Now we
that's
have
right.
Profit 911 Skydive, September 22nd, probably after this actually gets posted. But I think the conversations, I'm trying to get a bus to take us there so we don't have to take multiple vehicles, but I think the conversations on the way home are probably going to be pretty different than they'd be in the office and valuable.
Yeah.
And I think I can steer those to where they are. I'm trying to think what else we do. I mean, we've definitely team lunches, things like that. And yeah, they look like reward behaviors, but it's just get out of the damn environment.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the music up, so this is, you know, not a physical thing, but I mean, you've walked in probably to a lot of random crap on the
yeah, radio. It does. There's variety, and people pay attention to that. It does, and it changes the mood. If there's reggae on or something, or if it's some kind of like totally different random music, it does. I mean, people, I noticed, will like take notice of it. They may not love it, but they recognize there's a change in the pattern.
Yeah, I mean, before we had all the desks and walls in the office that we do now, we used to ride the scooters through the office and around the desk.
Makes sense.
You know, we don't quite have the square footage available anymore. Same, more square footage, less space.
You used to ride them in the basement.
Oh, we have room for that again.
Okay. Nice. That actually is fun. I've done that right in the basement here. It's a nice little track.
Those of you listening that have never been in the basement here, it's actually our warehouse storage area for our pack and ship. And I'd say at the lowest point, the ceiling is about 7 feet where there's beams supporting it. So riding around on scooters is, you know, could be potentially hazardous to your health if you're over the height of like 5'7".
See, that's one of my advantages, being under 6 foot for sure. I don't have any problem down there.
There's also a nice sloped ramp into it. You can get some speed.
Yeah.
Quicker than the brakes can stop you, by the way, if you want to try that one. Let's see, what else do we do around here? So you have the advantage in the event industry that your office changes.
It does. And that I like, because it's, even if it's some of the same ones over and over because of referrals or whatever, I always like doing something and it's rare, like it's the first time I've ever been at this venue. It doesn't happen much anymore, unless it's out of town. I do kind of like that. I mean, there's something to be said for a new person, a new venue, whatever, but yeah, it's just some kind of changing the norm just a little bit. You're right.
Yeah, I don't get that thought time here. So, you know, I get distracted for a fair amount through my fault just as much as other staff's fault. I do have a separate office. I can close the doors and windows and hit do not disturb. But yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm still here physically and mentally if I'm here. So thinking of more breakthrough ideas becomes difficult. I can think how to improve what's here. But I think the most important ideas in business are not the improvement. They're the different ideas. So kind of the more of the same thing won't get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're trying to push from $2 million to $20 million, do we just hire 10 times the same positions? The answer is no, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking in that matter, I have to get away. The other thing that's interesting is lighting. And different people have different opinions on appropriate work lighting. You know, it was a running joke here for a while. The digital side was really dim, and you know, I like shit really bright.
Yeah.
You know, in the conference room we're sitting in right now,
it is pretty bright.
Incandescent versus fluorescent. Yeah. They're both on.
Yeah, that's true.
But I get energized by the lighting, but yeah, we've screwed with that before too. And I was given a presentation at a Dan Kennedy event in Cleveland, and I had the lunchtime speaking slot and on day two. And day one, the person before me went in that room, and I was like, what? This room is awful. Yeah, it was a very dated, crappy hotel, first off. But where the end of the room he was presenting from was dark.
Yeah.
There was a projector. I think they were lowering the lights so you could see the projector screen. But it just felt icky. I don't know how to describe it. Like,
is that a connection where if you can't see the people, you can't, it's harder to connect to them, or you just like the vibe of the light being
I don't know. So think about literally if you were filming a movie, I think you would put the villain in the shadows, right?
True. Well, yeah, if you put it that way, that does make sense. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the vibe we had going on here. So when I had day two, then I went in there and the room was set the same way. I'm immediately like, all right, the lights exist. Can we turn them on? And so I got them turned on, and at least three like hotel staff members. Oh, you want those dimmed over? No.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I don't even care if you can read the slides.
Mm.
Like you could, but I don't care because
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you what's on the damn slides. Like there's, you know, there's some chart you want to copy or something. Now who cares?
Yeah.
I play with colored lighting. That's probably just because I am still kind of a DJ and production nerd at heart. You know, we have some up lights that we move around the office every once in a while.
Yeah. No, I get it. I do the same thing still. And I always do it under the guise of like, I want to test it. I want to see what this looks like or whatever. But,
you know, I was looking at installing some track lighting in kind of our flex space where we do a lot of meetings and presentations, just so the speaking stage, if you will, is set up a little more like a stage. And it will be if we're going to start hosting some events here, some small events, and we'll want that looking sharp by then.
Yeah, but, that makes sense.
But beyond that, yeah, I put a lot of freaking light bulbs everywhere.
It is bright. It always is. You're right. But maybe
my eyesight's going bad.
Well, maybe. You know, one thing, I mean, I like lighting too. I also like direct sunlight. Like, I like to be in offices where I have an outside window.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, it just... There's something to, I mean, I don't, it's not like I can't work on a day that's raining, but there is something to be said for just sunshine or some kind of.
Yeah. So the bulk of our office here is, you know, we have some up high glass block that you can't see out of. So we get some sunlight through it. So yeah, we feel if it's rainy or it's sunny
but
outside.
You're right. You're not getting any direct.
Yeah. We don't have that outside view. Like the previous office, the one that you took over for me, actually had a decent little view. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
We do have some large windows in the front of our office facing the street. If you ever Google Maps us and look at it, you'll see that. And
it's a great view.
I put, you can see the post office. And I put some desks in the front, just sitting right in front of those windows so you can look out. And my thought and intent was that this would be one of the most popular spots for someone to bring their laptop over and, you know, kind of flex work when they wanted a change of environment or take their lunch break.
And
they're pretty underutilized, actually.
Well, and that's true. They look pristine, like you just put them in. They're very clean. Yeah. Nothing. There's not a single thing on them.
I think it's because everyone likes their command center with a lot of monitors. And
people have taken over their space, and it is like their little command center. That's true. Especially since every year you move their command center to a different spot in the office.
Yeah, I mean, we have some portable walls and partitions I like to move around quite a bit. Yeah, that's prevented me from building permanent walls.
True.
But yeah, I mean, I've probably spent just as much time over on those desks as anyone, and I think it's good thinking space. I would like to sit on the kind of the front entry outside, except the highway's too loud. It's too much noise.
Yeah. I think if I ever could get to the point where I owned a building for my businesses and put them all in the same place, I'd like to own like a house or something that had a deck where I could just go out and sit on the deck on the second floor.
I was just thinking we could probably build a couple thousand square foot rooftop patio here.
Sure. Now that I'm in.
I don't know how they're going to engineer that, but
yeah. It's true. The way the roof is here, it isn't flat necessarily.
I wonder if it'd be more quiet or louder up there.
I don't know. I mean, you can hear what? Can you just notice? I just noticed that now. You speak some. There's music or something on in the other room.
I think it's like it's not talking in the hallway.
Yeah, it's not super loud, but yeah. There's just something about the ability to sit outside in our new house. We have a deck, and it overlooks. It's not woods, but it's like a wooded area between the subdivisions. I find I get a lot of work done on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock, where I can sit out there and listen to some, and I'll listen to music that is not normally, maybe it's jazz or something else, and have a drink. And a lot of, I mean, I have notebooks full of like stuff that I go back later. I'm like, okay, that maybe that would work, but it's just writing things down. And again, a lot of that happens to me when I'm at a convention, because you're right, you're learning something, you're picking something up. I'll go back to the hotel and like do more research about the business or the owner or the speaker. But I think what you're talking about today too, I hadn't really thought about so much. It's the ability to do that in the office on a day-to-day basis. It's not like, oh, twice a year I got to get out of the office and go refresh myself for a week. You can do that by the way you set your lighting, the way you set your office, how you get out of the office.
Well, yeah, I guarantee you most of the staff thinks I do nothing here because, you know, we have a standing desk. That's another one we didn't even mention.
Mm-hmm.
So I oftentimes stand up. I walk around the office a lot.
True.
And thankfully, we have a pretty large building between all the levels we have here. It's over 10,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So I have places that I can walk around, and I do. And sometimes it's just to shake up things. Now, not everyone has that in their job. You know, my wife, she's in a phone queue. She doesn't get to leave the desk.
That would be awful.
No, yeah, that would be awful. Would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I would hate that.
She has a nice view. It's our old home office, and I enjoy the view out there. But I'm trying to think what else we do to switch it up. Music, lighting. Yeah, we bring in food. You get that scent. But for the most part, I like it with no scent whatsoever here. I know some people mess with that. So amusement parks mess with that, right?
Yeah.
They pump in scents.
Yeah.
The Delta Sky Club.
So you're not burning candles or scentsy things or whatever.
That would drive me nuts. But to some people, that's important, and that's their thing. And it certainly would, you know, lock in that something's different.
Mm-hmm.
Drive me out the door, but... No, unfortunately, now my brain is stuck in the loop of, can we build a rooftop patio?
See, there you go.
What would we use it for?
I'd use it. I'll just come over to you get a little sunshine. Then you have to have like a pergola. You have to have something to block you from the intense summer sun.
Never ends. We'll just keep building up.
Hey, people like to spend your money.
Yeah.
It's one thing in business. Everyone's got an idea for you.
So, it's funny. We're talking about just thinking. We should be walking around. We should have done this one on cell phones.
That's true. We could have done like wireless and we'd just walk around.
On the scooters.
Then you can hear us crash when we're in a deep thought.
I suppose that's worth mentioning. So if you do buy the scooters, people will fall. I don't know how they do it, but they do. I haven't yet. A few people have.
I haven't. But I've only ridden them a couple times.
No major injuries yet, but definitely... Definitely at least one or two that had injury reports written up. So make sure your work comp's up to date. Buy the scooters. I have no legal advice on the skydive. It's probably a terrible idea. Switch it up. Come visit us. We got a desk for you in the front.
There you go. Yeah. You can use it on it's clean.
Yep.
And a nice view of the parking lot next door.
Yep. And we'll take you down to the Mexican restaurant.
Which is good. When you first took me there, I was like, this looks a little authentic to me, but it was good. I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, because I'm like a Carlos O'Kelly's kind of, you know, like half good Mexican. I mean.
That's not half good.
Well, it's better than Taco Bell. You are the guy that knows all the good local eats when it comes to like Mexican food.
So we're building up the myths now and the legends for when people visit.
Exactly.
Like, where's the Mexican place at?
Where's it at? They have really good, is that the place that has all the really unique sodas and like different flavored sodas?
But you can get those at any Mexican grocery
store. Well, I don't
know.
Because
I'm pretty sure you can get those at any supermarket, but
probably true.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, we'll be thinking about what to talk about in episode 46. Just kidding. It's Masterminds. Click on the next one. See you over there.
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.